I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Flash flooding devastated parts of the Eastern Democratic Republic of the Congo over the weekend. Wycliffe Associate Sam Todd received a text early Monday morning.
It came in at 4:18 from our partner in Northeast DRC that said over 600 people died in this because the rain. 2,500 people are wounded. Thousands and thousands of people in the last 48 hours have been displaced and their lives have been totally upended.
The region desperately needs rain, but recent storms brought more than the land could handle. Nearly 200 people lost their lives by Friday. Wycliffe Associates supports local Bible translation efforts in the DRC. Find prayer requests and more in the full story at our website.
We'll mobilize relief and support as we're able to create an opportunity for God's people here in the States to rally around those in DRC.
And Saturday marked 3 months since a pair of historic earthquakes devastated southern Turkey and northern Syria. Transform Iran's Lana Silk says mountains of rubble and shipping container cities are the new norm in Turkey. Water scarcity and the coming summer heat raise serious concerns. Simply surviving just another day is challenging for Muslim Turks and Christian refugees alike. The disaster placed these communities on equal footing and gave believers a new gospel opportunity.
There has been some experience of persecution by the Iranian Christian refugee community at the hands of Muslim Turks. It's so wonderful to turn to them in love now in their hour of need and to say it doesn't matter what our life has been like here before. You are in need, and it's our joy to help you.
Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. This month, Slava Gospel Association is making available the free book, Much Prayer, Much Power, by Peter Dynica, SGA's founder. Get your free copy when you click on the banner ad at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.